10 years ago, the region was still reeling from the September 16th landfall of Hurricane Ivan. In northwest Florida, Gulf Power Company was at the center of restoration efforts, and within 2 weeks had restored electricity to all whose property could receive it. WUWF's Sandra Averhart has this look back at the utility's response to Ivan and lessons learned that have helped the company improve its storm readiness today.
Immediately after Hurricane Ivan, the vast majority of people across the region were in the dark. Then Governor Jeb Bush gave the initial situation report.
As of 7:30, Gulf Power reported 338,923 customers without power, which is about 80% of all of their customers.
That number would grow to 90%. And in fact, every single customer in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties was off the grid, and Plant Crist was knocked offline for the first time in 25 years. A few days in, John Hutchinson, at the time chief spokesman for Gulf Power, reported on the recovery progress.
We had 87 substations knocked out by the storm. We still have 12 that are offline. We still got about 100 miles of transmission line to restore, and that was after 790 miles were knocked out. So when we first looked at the situation, the devastation was tremendous.
Hutchinson noted that the restoration effort was going well, thanks to a lot of out-of-town assistance.
We have almost 5,000 people here from around the country helping us out, from as far away as Quebec. We have folks from Illinois, Pennsylvania, Texas, Louisiana, almost every state, and certainly in the southeast and the eastern part of the nation are down here helping us, and we really appreciate their help.
And of course, the convoys of utility trucks continually arriving were a welcome sight.
When they see the truck coming down their neighborhood, they're so glad, you know, to see them, because they know they're going to get their power on hopefully pretty soon.
Gordon Paulus is a communications specialist for Gulf Power and had been hired just months before Ivan hit. He says the large influx of help was great, but presented many challenges that would lead to valuable lessons learned.
An interesting thing was that in the past, you know, we put them up in hotels and fed them at restaurants. Well, obviously, most of the hotels were damaged. So we had to create staging areas, places like the Pensacola Fairgrounds up there at Whiting Field, to kind of bring in big tents, vendors for food to house and feed our outside workers.
Paulus says the operation worked so well that it's become a utility industry standard, one that's much more efficient and cost-effective.
Because you're not spending money for hotels. Like I said, the buses were transporting them to and from their trucks, which have to be staged in a different area. So just from a cost factor, it makes sense. And also just from a logistics factor, you've got one vendor that takes care of setting up tents, bringing in their cooks and serving the food, and then providing even laundry service. So it's kind of a one-stop shop.
After Hurricane Ivan, the huge contingent of linemen working on behalf of Gulf Power installed or replaced more than 22,000 miles of wire, 5,000 poles, 3,000 transformers, and 48,000 fuses. And electricity was restored to everyone who could receive it within 14 days. That's 1 week sooner than the initial estimate of 3 weeks. Paulus says the utility learned a lot over the past decade and has been busy hardening the system, particularly with upgrades in areas serving hospitals and other critical infrastructure.
Since Ivan, we've installed 10,000 poles of higher grade construction. They're thicker, they're taller, and hopefully they can, you know, withstand, you know, higher winds now. And of those 10,000 poles, more than 180 of them were concrete poles. And you can see them, you know, in Gulf Breeze, in front of the Gulf Breeze Hospital. They're in Pensacola. They're in Panama City Beach or along Destin 98.
The utility is in the midst of its largest ever power grid construction project, with reliability increased some 32%. Additionally, it now maintains an aggressive infrastructure inspection program and an active vegetation management program to trim trees and limbs from power lines. Gulf Power also has constructed two new storm-hardened buildings on Pine Forest Road, far from the coast.
It's our state-of-the-art control center that handles our power lines to residents and neighborhoods, anything but our transmission lines.
Paulus describes the utility's new distribution control center, which had been located near downtown Pensacola. It's where individuals are keeping a close watch of the grid from three comprehensive computer stations.
We have three different districts, and they kind of man each district 24/7. If there's an outage, this is the group that works with our linemen to get the power restored, making sure that it's done safely for our linemen and for our customers. and to make sure that everything's back on as quickly as possible.
This monitoring system led to Gulf Power's online outage map, now available for customers. Just down the street from the Distribution Control Center is Gulf Power's new storm center.
They're both, you know, rated for 200-mile-an-hour winds. This is 30,000 square feet, our storm center, and the brick walls are actually pre-made, so they're just kind of erected on there, and then we've got a concrete roof designed to have maximum protection. A few exterior windows, and the ones that we have are kind of small. The front, we've got a kind of a gate that'll close down and protect those windows there.
The storm center will serve as headquarters for the company's storm restoration efforts. Otherwise, it will be used as a training facility with several classrooms inside and a large outdoor training area. All in all, if another storm the size of Hurricane Ivan should hit northwest Florida, Paulus says Gulf Power is ready, and the utility encourages you to be as well. More information on storm preparation and safety is available at gulfpower.com. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.